A federal judge has intervened in the court-martial proceedings of a young officer who is refusing to go to Iraq. That raises the possibility that Army Lieutenant Aaron Watada may avoid going to jail. NPR's Martin Kosti has more from Seattle.
About a year ago, Watada was the rock star of the anti-war movement. He put in regular appearances at marches and rallies around the country. And this clean-cut young officer was not shy about going public with his opinions.
We have all been deceived over this war, and as a result, the will of all of you, the will of the people, has been ignored.
In February, Watada was court-martialed at Washington State's Fort Lewis. But he caught an unexpected break. Halfway through, the judge declared a mistrial. The Army scheduled a new trial for October, but this gave Watada's lawyers a new argument. They say a second court-martial would constitute double jeopardy. His lawyer, Ken Kagan, says Army prosecutors should not get a second bite at the apple.
Federal courts, civilian courts understand that. State courts understand that. But for some reason, the military appeals courts in Lieutenant Watada's case weren't acknowledging that reality.
Now a civilian court is weighing in. A federal judge in Tacoma says the double jeopardy argument likely has merit, and he's temporarily barred the Army from going ahead with the second court-martial. But the judge is not ruling on the legality of the war, or free speech, or any of the other big issues that Watada wants to raise in court.
It really doesn't have anything to do with the guilt or innocence of Lieutenant Watada.
Scott Silliman is a Duke Law School professor with 25 years' experience as an Air Force lawyer. He says it's very unusual for a civilian judge to step in on a military prosecution at such an early stage. If this injunction becomes permanent, he says, and if it's upheld, the government might feel compelled to fight it.
The government may feel so strongly that it wants to keep the hands of federal judges off the court-martial system that it might take it all the way to Supreme Court.
But right now, the freeze on Watada's court-martial is only temporary. The Army won't comment, except to say that its lawyers are preparing additional information for the judge as he decides what to do next. Cindy Domingo, a member of a Watada support group in Seattle, says she hopes this does not escalate into a protracted battle over a fine point of the law.
You know, at this point, the majority of us just want to see Aaron go on with his life, you know, for his own good. People just want him released from the military, and it doesn't matter how or what at this point.
Now that Watada has the attention of a civilian court and the real possibility of staying out of the stockade, he's keeping a lower public profile. On the advice of his lawyers, he no longer makes speeches against the war. Watada's hitch with the Army would have been up by now if it weren't for this legal situation. Instead, he's still in uniform, doing desk jobs until his case is resolved. Martin Kosti, NPR News, Seattle.